This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that?
Thank you very much. We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been going on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally. With that, I'd ask Mike Pence, Vice President, if he'd like to say anything.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I think what the President's made clear is we believe it's a false choice between whether we are a country of law and order, a country with borders, and a country that demonstrates the compassion and the heart of the American people and respect for families. By taking this action, the President will make it possible for us to continue to engage in enforcing the law against individuals who violate our law, come into our country illegally, but now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. Secretary Nielsen.
I just thank you for your leadership, sir. We look forward and expect the House to act this week. We ask them to do their job. The laws need to be changed. This is a problem that President after President has dealt with for decades. This one is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Good job. Okay. You're going to have a lot of happy people.
I mean, we're just hearing, you know, the sound of cameras nonstop there at the signing of, you know, this executive order by President Trump. Many, you know, it's just interesting, but it's the temperament that we live in today. Many on the left complaining about it, and then when he does something about it, they're complaining about it again. Instead of whether it's Congress, you know, as the secretary had stated, I mean, this president has, you know, put it back in their lap where it belongs, you know, whether it's DACA, immigration, this broken system. Look at, you know, the Congress has to come together. They have to muster up the intestinal fortitude and the courage to do something about this. You know, some of them might be okay just saying, okay, we'll let the president take it on the chin. But he's the one that said, look at, you guys need to fix this, whether it's DACA or the immigration system. And yes, it was. It's very painful for us. You know, we are a compassionate nation, and it was painful. Not just about first ladies, but, you know, women in Main Street America, mothers in Main Street America, seeing what was going on at the border. And we can talk about how we got there and, you know, and these people coming illegally and drawn and all the emotions that are going back and forth. And as we said yesterday, My hope is that these emotions will spur on and motivate us in a positive manner, that they would not overrun reason, that we can talk and listen to one another and come to the right solution. And our elected officials need to step up and do their job, as the Secretary said. I agree.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great you could be joining us and sharing a part of your day with us. Our next guest we're going to talk about his new book, Hearts of the Fathers. It's about fatherlessness in our country, which is now the leading cause of social instability, but mostly ignored for some reason. I don't know why we don't want to talk about this topic, because it comes up from time to time whenever we're looking at the ills of our culture, and fatherlessness comes up, but then it goes away almost as quickly as it comes up in the discussion. Fathers are indispensable to the lives of children. Study after study have proven that fathers play a critical role toward reducing school dropout rates, substance abuse, suicide, precocious sexual activity, domestic violence, incarceration, and later divorce. Yet, in spite of the clear evidence, fatherlessness has continued, and alternate family configurations proliferated while marriages continue to crumble. Charles Krismeyer is with us. His book, as I mentioned, Hearts of the Fathers, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts. Charles, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Bill, and that is absolutely true. And the need for discussing this is even more important after Father's Day than it was before.
Well, the problem continues. We may have a day of Father's Day and say, hey, it's nice to have dad around. Or, you know, and I think, you know, perfect case in point, how about those families that didn't have a father and that are there and they go, well, everybody's celebrating Father's Day, but, you know, dad's not here.
Well, there are a lot of very painful memories out there, and some of them, people try to suppress those memories, the lack of a father, or they don't even realize quite what they're sensing, what they feel, and it hangs around their neck like a millstone years later. Mm-hmm. People don't realize what the lack of a father in the home really does. Mm-hmm. But it's supremely important. I mean, our Creator did set things up. Exactly. The way that father knows best, you know. Mm-hmm. We used to say father knows best. Today, father knows nothing in our culture. But this is critically important for our children. Everybody's crying about the kids. Everybody's crying about kids being separated from their parents today. Well, mm-hmm. this is the ultimate separation.
You know, without
this
a doubt.
This is a severe issue.
Well, you state that over 40% of all babies in the U.S. are born to unwed mothers. Approximately 25% of children under the age of 18 are being raised without a father. And 50%, 85% in some communities of all children in the U.S. spend some portion of their childhood years living with only their mothers. Now, some may say, look, I'm going to hold a stiff upper lip. That doesn't matter. I mean, everything about the culture, the movies I go to, video games, as you say, suggest that father knows diddly. And but the fact of the matter is, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when we wake up and stare at the ceiling tiles, there are some questions that only dads can answer.
Well, that's true. And it's not just the questions. It's the influence the masculine influence, assuming it's a godly influence, but the masculine influence, aside from, you know, abuse itself, is very, very important. Kids need a mother, they need a father, and interestingly, the father historically, from creation on, has represented authority,
exactly.
The authority in the home. What happens then when you remove a father and a father's influence from the home? Mm-hmm. In spite of a mother's best efforts, she just doesn't carry that level of authority with the children.
Exactly.
And so what we're finding is that chaos has been brewing and breeding in our country now for a good 50, 60 years because of the growing absence of fathers in the home. And it's not just unwed pregnancy and childbirth. It's divorce.
Mm-hmm.
The two primary causes of fatherlessness in our country are unwed childbirth and divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, the two of them combined account for over 70% of fatherlessness and 80% of poverty in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, well, why is it that people won't talk about it? Well, that's the reason, because there are two aspects that cause it, the primary causes, and we don't want to talk about those because we've ordained sexual promiscuity and adultery as rights in America.
Well, we want to see things according to our own eyes so we can do as we darn well please and look at what cost
exactly.
It is. Going back to the father being absent, you know, from the home, you know, the Bible is real clear, you know, what the enemy does, and that he confounds and ties up the strong man. According to the Bible, who's that strong man in the household?
Well, that would be the father.
Right.
And there's a reason why the Apostle Paul, concerning marriage, said that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. That is the ultimate responsibility. It is a profound responsibility. And from that emanates then the role of the father and the husband in the home. And when that's absent, what we actually have done is struck our fist at the face of God the Father and against all of his creation ordinance. And just imagine, Bill, how profound this is if indeed we're on the near edge of the second coming
mm-hmm.
of Christ.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Yeah,
it's
no
not
question.
Just a matter of feeling good.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, when you get in the moment and you realize at that very moment that you're in the hands of an angry God who's going to judge you because you were a knucklehead and you wanted to go along with the culture, right? And say, okay, hey, look
yeah.
at, even though, I mean, there had to be a reason that, whether it was Paul or Jesus saying, look, at you gotta love your wife. I mean, it wasn't like as if, like it was always going to be roses and rainbows here. I mean, it's easy to love them when it's all roses and rainbows, but when you're in the valley mm-hmm. and the struggle of it all, different story altogether.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
What you've got to endure and what you're putting on the line when you don't, in terms of the compromise, the incredible compromise that you're putting upon, you know, your family,
yeah.
particularly your kids.
One of the unusual things about this book is that it's not a book just to scream and to cry the darkness out there,
mm-hmm.
But rather to point the way for fathers and men to regain their responsibility and to carry it out in a God-loving and God-fearing way.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that
right.
when men are not reading and men are castigated and demeaned in our culture? There has to be some voice out there that is not just rawing men,
mm-hmm.
but actually pointing the way to help men gird up the loins of their minds in a culture like this and become the spiritual leaders of their home. Did you know that 2/3 of all of these books in the last 2 months since the book came out have been purchased by women?
Wow.
Why do you think that is?
They know something's missing. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Yes, they do. In fact, mm-hmm. in fact, the number one cry of Christian women for the last generation has been, why can't or won't my husband be the spiritual leader of our home?
Right.
We're in an ultimate moment, Bill, this is, we're the valley of decision, and it's time for us men to catch the vision. It's time for, I think this book is the pastor's best friend, because right. pastors are having a terrible time getting their men to become spiritual leaders.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got to take a quick break. Charles Krismeyer is with us, Hearts of the Fathers, leaving a legacy that lasts. More with Charles after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Charles Krismeyer is our guest. His book, Hearts of the Fathers, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts. Charles, it almost seems impossible to discern that men or women families would understand how vital fathers are to the family unit and how the the age of fatherlessness has been contributing to the chaos in our country. And to your point, what you were suggesting earlier is men need to grab a hold again of the vision. God really did say, and they need to become one with that vision once again and be encouraged in spite of what the silly media is doing. They're just, you know, castigating men, and they're casting a vision that is not consistent with God's vision for his men.
Well, that is true. I want to give a contrast here that I think will be helpful. This is not a problem just within the secular culture. It's within the church. Let's go first to the secular culture. In 2016, an actress by the name of Jill Soloway was given an award at the Emmy Awards for best director or something like that. And she went on national television and made this statement: down with patriarchy. In other words, down with fatherhood, down with masculinity, down with everything having to do with men. We don't need you. We don't want you anymore. But that's not all. Just about 2 months ago, I received an email promotion for an evangelical pastor concerning his new book. And in that email, the driving force of what he wanted to communicate was this. He said, "Jesus I love, but I don't much like his dad."
Wow.
I want you to think about the import of that. Oh. It's utter blasphemy.
Absolutely.
But that is the spirit that has been communicated now from the culture into even the so-called Bible-believing evangelical church. It's the part of the feminization of the entire culture, of the Word of God, of the ministry. And so it's not just out there in the world.
Right.
It's right here
within
the church.
Yeah, sadly, the culture, instead of being impacted by the church, it is the other way around. And that's not what God intended for his church, that we would be just like the culture. And interestingly enough, Gallup, probably about 18 months ago, Charles, you may recall, did a survey. And one of the things that became obvious to me in that survey is secular America was crying out for a spiritual compass. They were saying, hey, where are the religious people? Where are the moral agents of our country? I said, well, you've kicked them to the back of the bus. You told them to shut their mouth and that you didn't want anything to do with them. And, of course, you've used everything you can. And now even in the state of California, I mean, they're going the next step, and that is they are going to force God out of any conversation about LGBTQ. And put their full force of the state law of California behind it.
That's absolutely true. And so this book, Hearts of the Fathers, is a book of hope, but it's a book of direction.
Right.
It's not a mealy-mouthed, touchy-feely kind of a book, but rather it is a book of clear direction and challenge to men.
Mm-hmm.
How do we become the fathers and the men that we need to be amid this kind of culture? How do we, even if for years we have not been the kind of father, the spiritual leader that we should have been, how do we start? How do we go about this? And here's the point. No matter what things have been like in the past, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Today, don't harden your heart today. Don't say, well, I can't do it. Don't say this. Don't denigrate today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let's begin today. And if we'll make these choices, God will help us make the necessary changes.
Exactly. And when you believe that God Almighty, in all his power and magnificence, is behind that vision, I mean, you got to imagine, Charles, that the task at hand, no matter how bad, no matter how impossible it may seem, it's like in many instances in the Bible, I love the transitionary phrase, but God.
Yes, but God, or with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, I was on a number of radio and television programs, in fact, down there in Florida.
Yeah.
And what we discovered is Amazon sold out of this book, just completely sold out.
Yeah. Well, perfect
and,
timing.
So, well, absolutely. There's a demand.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found interesting is that I've written 9 books. And this was the easiest one to write, but it was also the most painful. It was as if God allowed me as a father, he is a father, to crawl up in his fatherly lap. And that's quite a something for practicing for a trial attorney of 20 years to do that. It might be kind of humorous, but no, it was as if God allowed me to crawl up in his lap so that he could whisper his fatherly heart to me. And what it did, it resulted in a deep weeping inside of my own heart and inside of my own spirit, because I believe that the Father himself is weeping over the parapets of heaven when he looks at his purported church and he sees how even within the body of Christ, we are doing, we've abandoned the faith by abandoning fatherhood in the land.
Well, the example that we could be in, the light that we could be sharing has been thwarted. The fact of the matter is, Charles, as you write, we're gonna leave a legacy. The question is it an eternal legacy or is it a temporal one?
Absolutely. We are leaving a legacy. Mm-hmm. There's no question about whether we're leaving a legacy. The only question is what kind of a legacy we're going to leave.
Right.
And, of course, the legacy that I want to leave is one where God the Father looks down on my life and says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that's preeminent or should be preeminent in our Christian masculine lives, it is leading sons and daughters and grandchildren, mentoring them, building them up in the faith. It's not just about taking me out to the ball game, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not the essence of fathering from God's viewpoint. Fathering is not being a sperm donor. Fathering is not just providing food on the table and shelter over the head or insurance. Fathering has to do with the attitude of my heart in raising up, discipling my children for destiny. That's what this book is ultimately about.
Well, Charles Krismeyer is a founder president of Save America Ministries. He's often been called a John the Baptist for our times. He brings a prophetic message in these final moments of history as seductive deception sweeps the earth. His book, Jacket, his daily radio broadcast viewpoint, many books have positioned him as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nations. His book, Hearts of the Fathers, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts. Charles, as we wrap things up, the call to action for men, the men who are realizing, waking up at this very moment, even as you and I are talking right now, realizing that they have fallen short and that the legacy that they want to leave, that the Holy Spirit is placing in their hearts right now, is a eternal legacy. What is the next step? What is the next step?
The next step is to humble ourselves, confess our shortcoming before the Lord, and then to determine, based upon the Word of God, to be and become the kind of father that God would have us to be. If we will make the choice, God will help us make the changes that are necessary. As I said, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let's begin. Let's be faithful. And, let all who come behind us find us faithful.
Exactly.
This is our ultimate calling. If we fail on this, we fail.
This could be a time that the hearts of the fathers would turn toward the sons and the sons toward the fathers. May it be so. Charles Krismeyer, you're an awesome blessing. In your book, Hearts of the Fathers, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is available at all usual places. And I am delighted and excited to hear that this book is gaining traction and is changing hearts across our country and doing something about the fatherlessness that we're dealing with in our culture today. God bless you. Appreciate you.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Bill.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump headlines a true campaign-style rally in Duluth, Minnesota last night as he tries to get out the Republican vote in the midterm elections. Asking this about so-called elite Democrats.
Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do. I'm smarter than they are. I'm richer than they are. I became president and they didn't.
On a serious note, the president told the rally the best way to humanely reform immigration policy is to elect more Republicans to Congress, insisting he wants people to come to the United States, but he wants a system based on merit. The Trump administration's reportedly planning to announce, perhaps as early as today, that it wants to combine the Departments of Education and Labor to help shrink the federal government and bureaucracy. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get a
Martinez, as always, we are grateful that you're sharing a part of your day with us. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. You know, when it comes to the auto industry, what does the phrase most American mean? Have you realized, have you heard that term is starting to come up more and more in the auto lingo line? Well, online car research site, cars.com, began ranking the most American cars and trucks more than a decade ago, but last year had to make some changes to their metrics as globalization of the supply chain meant only three models could have qualified using the original criteria. Jeep Wrangler topped the list in 2017, but with an all-new version of the SUV this year, will it even qualify? Or will a foreign automaker pull an upset and top the list? Well, here to tell us all about it is Joe Weisenfelder. He's going to discuss the concept of most American. So take your notes, all right, so you understand next time you hear most American what that means. And he's also going to reveal who topped the list this year for most American made car. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're right there where you're going to make the announcement, right on the floor of the plant. So who topped this year's index?
This year, number one on the American-made index is the Jeep Cherokee.
Garrity, and I am talking to you from the floor of the assembly plant in Belvedere, Illinois, where it is assembled.
Oh, wow. How cool. So the Jeep Cherokee. Well, congratulations to Jeep. That is awesome. I know. I thought last year's car was gorgeous and very competitive. And, of course, this year, I mean, well, the Jeep Wrangler topped it last year. And so now we got the Cherokee. So congratulations. Now, explain to our audience what most American means and should shoppers care about that?
Well, the whole reason we do the American Made Index and have for 12 years is we did find that consumers, or at least some consumers, do care about how American a vehicle is or whether it contributes to the American economy. And really, what is more American is open to interpretation. But I can tell you what we do is we try and determine which models. This is not about brands. It's about models contribute the most to the U.S. economy. So what we do is we look at where they're assembled, and everything as a prerequisite has to be assembled in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But we also look at domestic parts content, percentage of that. We look at the country of origin for the transmission and the engine, and there's also a factory labor component. It all goes into our formula, and out come the rankings for the 10 most American made. So what you'll see in our list, in addition to the Jeep Cherokee, are number two and three are a pair of Hondas, the Honda Odyssey and Ridgeline, which are built in Lincoln, Alabama.
Right.
Number four is the Ford Taurus, built in Chicago. Number five, Chevrolet Volt, built in Detroit. So you can see it's not just what you might consider an American brand. It includes Honda, and that's really the whole point behind the index, which is, you can say that's an American brand and that's not, and sometimes it's actually a little bit muddier now than it used to be.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is, yeah, you've got more, as you say, there's more global input into this, and so when you come to the index, what is there like a percentage? I know you break it down, each metric is broken down, but is there a general percentage if you were to give a quick answer in terms of American?
It used to be simpler. We used to just say that to even get accepted and then go through the rest of the analysis, a vehicle had to have 75% domestic parts content, and then we would go through all the other data points.
Right.
Here's what happened. 2 years ago, there was no top 10. It was a top 8. And last year, we would have had only 3 models. That's how much the domestic parts content part of this puzzle has decreased over time with globalization. So we rethought the index last year, came up with ways to make it more of a floating, requirement based on what the market actually has. So now, as a result, we can do this again, and we're prepared for the next decade. Whether the domestic parts content goes up or down, it's always going to change with the market. And what we did in this era of lesser input from the domestic parts, we reinforced it, and that's when we added things like country of origin for the engine and transmission, because they're very expensive and labor intensive parts of the car.
Exactly.
And we know exactly what country they come from, and then the labor component was added as well, so we're pretty much ready for the next decade at least.
Joe, how about the consumer index, in terms of how consumers are connecting with the car? Is that being considered at all in the American Made Index?
Well, the index exists because we know there's interest, at least among some consumers, in knowing where their vehicle was built or what contribution it makes.
Mm-hmm.
We run a survey every year at the same time, and more than 70% say absolutely buying a car built in the U.S. is important for contributing to the economy. And this year, 19% of consumers said it would be unpatriotic to not buy an American-made car.
Yeah.
And defining what American-made is the hard part. And that is why we set this up, to help break it down into data points and make it about specific models.
Right.
Relative to each other, as opposed to simply the issue of the brand. I like to point out that, let's say the Honda Odyssey, built in Lincoln, Alabama, it may say Honda on it, but it has 75% domestic parts. It's built here. And then you know that other American brands import some cars from Canada or Mexico or even farther. My best example, this is dramatic, the Buick Envision is an SUV.
Yes.
It's a good one. It's sold here. It's built in China with 2% North American parts.
Oh.
Which really illustrates that you can look at the brand, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that particular model is going to have a big economic contribution in the U.S.
Joe, how much is that number in terms of, you know, what the consumer wants in terms of their sensitivity towards U.S. made? Because we've seen over the decades that that has fluctuated from time to time, depending on the level of patriotism that could rise because of any kind of geopolitical, you know, incident.
I'm not sure that it has increased too much. Even though we've done the survey all these years, we haven't seen giant changes in that. There always is some degree of interest, and bearing in mind that what consumers say in surveys and what they actually do isn't always the same. But we do believe that what people are doing with this information is what they do with other information. They have a pretty good idea of what they want to buy, and then they go look for reasons to support it or maybe dissuade them from that decision. They'll look at EPA mileage ratings, crash test ratings. I'm hoping they're looking at the opinions of a humble car reviewer like myself, and they may also say, hey, look at that. This car I'm considering is also one of the most American-made vehicles in the country. That's another check in the plus column, and help them make the decision.
Tell you, we're grateful for Joe Weisenfelder being with us right now, you know, because Joe brings to the conversation an incredible amount of history and knowledge. His tenure dates back to September of 97. That's 1997, okay? Automotive journalist for almost 30 years. He covers a wide range of automotive issues from new car reviews to expert advice on vehicle safety and green fuel-related technologies. Joe, can a car make the list 1 year and not be eligible the next?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, can a car make the list 1 year and not be eligible the next?
Yes, it can. Even if the car itself doesn't change, it's all in relation to other cars. So the field may change. So it really does change every year, and sometimes vehicles go on or come off or change order.
Exactly. Well, Joe, we thank you for all the information sharing it with us. We have a better understanding of what most American means, and congratulations to Jeep back-to-back winners. Last year, they were able to do it with the Wrangler, and this year with the Jeep Cherokee, and you broke the news first here on Bill Martinez Live. Where can people go for more information?
Go to cars.com/AMI for American Made Index. Thanks for having us.
Okay, thanks, Joe. You take care. Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what happens when we go to the lobby? That means we're right there at the Cineplex with the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, it is. The movie capital of the world, and we're honored to have the movie guy on with us every week with his movie reports telling us what's hot, what's not, and what's coming your way. Of course, number one at the box office, The Genius did it again. He predicted, of course, Incredibles 2. So what did you think?
Well, Incredibles 2 was incredible. I mean, it set the record, broke the record for animated film openings, which was set by Finding Dory a couple of years back. It beat it by 33%. I mean, this thing is just huge. $182.8 million just in the U.S. alone. So it's incredible. Wow. I mean, amazing title.
It is incredible. Well, you know, I think families have been waiting for that movie to be able to pack everybody in the car as a family, not worry about, let's go have some fun, right?
It was PG. It was Father's Day. Beautiful timing. And, of course, it all came to pass there. Incredibles 2, number one, obviously.
Now, with all this money that Disney is making, are they going to give us a free day at the park or something, you know?
Well, you keep bringing that up. I hardly...
Do I keep bringing that up? Oh, I thought I was just thinking it. I have actually said that before.
You have. I think you're kind of obsessed with the whole idea, but I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't think that you're going to see a free day at Disneyland anytime soon. But
so this is the free enterprise system. They have every right to make as much money as they want.
That's right. They have every right to give us a free day at Disneyland as
well. Yeah, but I'd want you to know they would be greatly blessed, and we would greatly thank them, right?
We would really appreciate that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Great year for Disney. We celebrate them. And we're glad that, they're making some smart decisions, getting some family-friendly movies out there.
Ocean's 8, that was number 2, making about 18.9. We had Tag number 3, Solo, A Star Wars Story was number 4, Deadpool 2, rounding out the top 5. Well, it's going to be another big weekend because, of course, this is blockbuster season. We have another big movie opening up this weekend. It is the 5th Jurassic movie, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Now, of course, this all started back in 1993. Remember that?
Look, it's taken me all these years to be able to, you know, go to sleep and not have nightmares. Now they're going to be back, huh?
They are.
Or maybe
back.
I shouldn't say that.
It's their first one, Jurassic Park. They made that movie for about $63 million. It grossed over $1 billion worldwide, and that's why we are on our 5th Jurassic movie at this particular point. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, here's what it's about. It's been about 3 years in the movie since the theme park and the luxury resort Jurassic World was destroyed by dinosaurs out of their cages. Isla Nublar now sits abandoned by humans while all the surviving dinosaurs are fending for themselves in the jungles. Well, when the island's dormant volcano begins roaring to life, you got Owen, played by the heroic Chris Pratt, and Claire, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, they mount this campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from this extinction-level event. So here's what's going on. You have this island with a horribly violent erupting volcano and vicious dinosaurs, and they're going to go save these dinosaurs. That's nothing I would sign up for, by the way. But that's the plot here. Yeah. Owen is driven to find Blue, his lead raptor, who's still missing in the wild, and Claire has grown a respect for these creatures that she now makes her mission. So after arriving on this unstable island, as lava begins raining down, their expedition uncovers a conspiracy as well that could return our entire planet to a perilous order not seen since prehistoric times. That's what's going on.
Okay, so be warned. Don't be, you know, shoving off to the big island looking for Blue. Blue's not on the big island. Okay, this is just a movie. But Chris Pratt, though, boy, you talk about the heroic Chris Pratt in many ways. We're celebrating him and have lots of good things, you know, up and down the dial and TV for how he turned the MTV Awards up on its upside down. But I mean, you know, what you saw, Steve, I saw a reconnection of a lot of people there with their souls because of the things that Chris so bravely talked about.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's quite the star of that event, and that has been played everywhere. And you know, it's a good message. A little off track. I don't know whether you've listened to all nine, but it was funny, but also quite heartfelt and good info. You know,
well, you know, this is on his life experience, and I think you know we hear so many about other people's life's experience, and you know, trying to celebrate things that you know I think are questionably unwholesome. And here it is. I mean, you know, he's guilty of sharing what I believe was a wholesome message. So, you know, it was good. And surprising. I mean, you know, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, these are the MTV Awards. Are they going to boo him off stage or anything? But they were applauding him. So it was a breath of fresh air for them. So anyway, lest we digress on the damsel, right?
Well, he's going to have a huge monster movie this week.
Yes, exactly.
All is good for Chris.
Yes.
Yes. Now, we have, you know, obviously most people are going to go see Jurassic or they're going to see one of the other big movies, The Incredibles. Mm-hmm. There are other films out there, and there are some really good films out this weekend, which are really interesting. This one called Damsel. This is a weird Western. This is about Samuel Alabaster, played by Robert Pattinson from Twilight fame. He's this affluent pioneer, ventures across the American frontier to marry the love of his life, Penelope, played by Mia Wasikowska. And as Samuel traverses the Wild West with his drunkard sidekick by the name of Parson Henry, and a miniature horse called Butterscotch, their once simple journey grows treacherous, blurring the lines between hero, villain, and damsel.
Sounds like an updated Don Quixote here, just a little bit.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, this thing has everything. You got the cowboy, you got the damsel, the drunkard sidekick, a miniature horse called Butterscotch.
Do they sing Dulcinea? If they sing Dulcinea, I'm in there.
Check out the trailer. It looks like a very interesting film.
Right.
Also, a great doc. Listen to this. This is called The King. 76% recommending this. Very big at Sundance, big at Cannes this year. 40 years after the death of Elvis, and I guess it's been 40 years. I mean,
it's amazing.
78?
Where were you when Elvis died?
Oh, where was I? Was down here.
I was in L.A. with you.
Yeah.
I was on the air when I got the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on the air, and then I went on to go to another radio station, and we dedicated, at least an hour. It was an hour with Art LeBeau on his radio station, the old KRLA in Los Angeles, you might remember, and we played an hour of Elvis Presley every night, you know, from his passing, and requests were coming in all the time. I mean, we had 20 lines of incoming requests, and it was
nonstop. You ever seen live, by the way, but...
You know, that is my one regret, and thank you very much for reminding me of that.
I
appreciate that.
I saw him live at the Spokane Coliseum, and it was a show. It was really pretty amazing.
Yeah, he did not hold back. I mean, just based on the videos that we see, I mean, he was all in, no doubt about it.
It was kind of crazy because I wasn't really all excited to see him because I was kind of into the Beatles and all that. But my girlfriend insisted that we go. It was at the Coliseum. He transformed the place, and you walk out of that show thinking, that is why he is Elvis.
Exactly. And weren't you grateful for your girlfriend dragging you there?
Yeah, right.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, we love our girlfriends.
Okay. This is a movie called The King. This is a documentary. 4 years after the death of Elvis Presley, you have this director, Eugene Jaracki. He has a new film that takes the King's 1963 Rolls-Royce on a musical road trip across America. They jump in this car. They go from Memphis to New York to Las Vegas, beyond. And the journey traces the rise and fall of Elvis as a metaphor for the country he left behind. In a groundbreaking film, according to the press release, he paints this visionary portrait of the state of the American dream and a penetrating look at how he got here. And you have all kinds of people showing up in this thing. It looks great. The King, 76% recommending. Another movie here, which also looks interesting, with a great cast. You got Vera Farmiga and Christopher Plummer in this. Mm-hmm. It's called Boundaries. Now, Laura is played by Vera, and she's a single mother living in Seattle who has a constant need to put others and animals before her. But when her estranged, criminally minded father, Jack, played by Christopher Plummer, is kicked out of his retirement home, Laura agrees to drive him down the coast to live with her sister, JoJo, in L.A. Along for the ride is a bright but troubled son, Henry, and an assortment of animal charity cases that she's bringing along. Without telling Laura, Jack convinces Henry to help him sell off his copious supply of marijuana at every stop of their journey, resulting in unexpected reunions with old friends and family. It's called Boundaries. Check out the trailer. It really looks like an interesting film and a terrific cast as well. Another movie here called The Catcher Was a Spy. This was the biggest Sundance last year.
Yeah.
This is based on true events. This is and takes place in the midst of World War II. You have a major league catcher, Mo Berg, played by Paul Rudd. He's drafted to join a new team, the OSS, which is the precursor to the CIA. And he's not really an ordinary ball player. He's erudite. He's Jewish. He's an Ivy Leaguer. He speaks nine languages. He's a regular guest at a popular TV quiz show. And despite his celebrity, he's really an enigma as well. He's a
so good. Now you're putting down. Now you're putting down all the ordinary multi-million-dollar baseball players by saying he's not ordinary because he's got all this intelligence going for him.
Well, he is an unusual guy. He's a closeted gay man with a knack for keeping secrets, according to this.
Okay.
And this novice spy is quickly trained and sent to the field to stop the German scientist Werner Heisenberg before he can build an atomic bomb for the Nazis. This is based on true events.
Whoa.
Looks pretty interesting. It has a terrific cast. You got Paul Rudd, Sienna Miller, Jeff Daniels, Guy Pearce, and Paul Giamatti in The Catcher Was a Spy. Also out, a movie called Distorted. This is similar to a movie that came out, I think it was 93, with Sharon Stone called Sliver.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of the same sort of a thing. We have Lauren, played by Christina Ricci, and Russell, played by Brandon Fletcher. They decide to move away from the bustle of the city and into a peaceful oasis of what they call the Pinnacle, a coveted luxury condo boasting ultra-modern design, state-of-the-art features, and security systems. And Lauren begins to suspect that the building has a dark side and seeks the help of Vernon, who's played by John Cusack, an investigative journalist with an interest in cyber conspiracy. Together, they come to believe that the Pinnacle may be brainwashing unsuspecting residents. It's called Distorted. And this is, you know, security cameras spying on all the residents. You got the twisted landlord in the basement watching all of the tenants.
You see, and you thought Cuba was the only one doing it, huh? Hey, we got
right
it all
here.
Covered.
Right here, man.
The movie guy, Steve Evans, right here. Thank you, Steve-O.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.